you don't like, nobody likes your music, you ain't gonna be able to do much. So it's like, why are you worried about what kind of clothes you got on? And you know, and all this, whatever they worry about. That's what it's all about, first and foremost, is just playing.
With 10 songs clocking in at about 30 minutes, the debut record from Black Joe Lewis and the Honey Bears was no frills and all funk, soul, and blues, sung by a former oyster shucker who's more than ready to work for his fans. This is Take 5 from WFUV. Hi, I'm Courtney O'Connell. A lot of great new soul voices have emerged in the past few years, but few do quite the screaming, shouting, and wailing of Austin's Black Joe Lewis. Think James Brown with some Lightnin' Hopkins mixed in, and when the music starts, it's all sweat and swagger. Blues is where Lewis started, first picking up the guitar while working at a pawn shop. And after putting in some admittedly bad shows behind him, he found his voice and seven guys to back it, calling them the Honey Bears. The band's debut album, Tell 'Em What Your Name Is, made you remember their name. But Joe told FUV's Rita Houston that they had a different name on their van and a surprising name as their guru.
On the side, we put a St. Joseph's Catholic Church, and to hopefully help us from getting in trouble with the thugs and the cops and all that. So like, you know, and then we got like the support your troops thing on the back. I support the troops though, you know. I mean, it's not like, but it helps, you know. And like, and then and we have a really big collection of yacht rock, like smooth rock, like Hall & Oates and Steely Dan and Michael McDonald. Yeah, we actually have Andy Nelson from our label got us. He's like, I got a present for you guys. And Kim came down and brought it to me at a South By. And it was like this brown envelope. And it had this note on it that said, who loves you guys? And I pick it out. It's a signed picture of Michael McDonald.
Michael McDonald of the Doobie Brothers fame?
Yeah. You know, blue eyes and all, man. And like, and it says to Black Joe Lewis and the Honey Bears, best wishes or something like that, Michael McDonald.
He's your guru? Michael McDonald is your leader?
He's grown on me.
Is it always soul music that you're playing? Because you definitely have got the voice for it and obviously the rhythm guitar chops to go along with it. Was that always the road for you musically?
When I first started, it was more like blues and rock, you know. I guess it still is. We just have horns now, so it kind of makes it like...
Right.
It's garage soul. So, like, I don't know, whatever. We made that up. But, like, at first, you know, I think I just kept getting better, you know, as I went along, you know, with practice and just playing more. I don't think I could have sang like that when I first started, or like I do now, you know?
Right. You got to have the confidence behind that.
Oh, yeah, yeah. That was like the main thing to get. Like, when I first started singing, it was a lot quieter. It wasn't nearly as cool. And then then I figured out, like, just scream, you know? And then after just screaming, and I figured out how to, like, sing with the scream. You know, you got to figure it out.
That's Black Joe Lewis and the Honey Bears live with Sugarfoot. Their new album is Scandalous. You can find the complete performance and more online at WFUV.org. Take 5 was produced today by Sarah Wardrop.